Chapter 6.
"This is an outrage!"
Darth Ravage exclaimed.
"Malgus was a traitor who tried to usurp the Emperor's throne. Now you expect us to grant his apprentice a seat on the Dark Council?"
Darth Maar, senior ranking member of the Dark Council, refused to respond in kind to Ravage's aggressive outburst. Instead, he carefully gauged the reactions of the six other members who had gathered in the meeting chamber deep inside the Emperor's citadel on Dromund Kaas. Unlike Ravage, they remained calm, though from their expressions it was clear they shared his reservations.
"No one of us can make demands on the others," Maar assured them. "But I will remind you that Darth Carid turned her back on Malgus when he turned his back on us. And Darth Hadra's untimely demise has left the sphere of technology vacant. All I'm asking is that you consider her as a candidate for the position."
"She's a Faurleen,"
Darth Mortis objected. Darth Rictus, the oldest member of the Council, nodded to show he shared Mortis's opinion. Maar fought back the urge to rail against their bigotry. Malgus had overreached when he tried to proclaim himself the new Emperor, but he was right about one thing. If the Empire wanted to defeat the Republic, they could no longer cling to their overt prejudice against lesser species. Keeping entire worlds subjugated put too great a strain on Imperial military resources. It was far more efficient to try and enlist them as willing allies in the war against the Republic. But Maar knew arguments would only push the already fragile Dark Council toward a complete schism. Now was not the time for infighting. The Republic had them in retreat across the galaxy. A united front was their only hope of survival. Defense of the Empire was his official sphere of influence, so it fell to him to bridge the divides among his fellow council members.
"Our numbers dwindle," Maar reminded them. "We need allies. Elevating a Faurleen to the Council shows other species that there is a place for them in our Empire."
"Perhaps the problem is that the other species have forgotten their proper place,"
Mortis replied.
"Well played, Mortis,"
Darth Vowron chimed in, letting his words hang in the air for a dramatic moment, before adding,
"Yet we should not dismiss Darth Carid so quickly."
Maar had been hoping for Vowron's support. A pure-blooded Sith who reveled in the courtly intrigue, sly politics, and unbridled hedonism of the Imperial nobility, he was also responsible for the production and logistics sphere of influence. He knew numbers better than anyone. The Republic had more soldiers, more resources, and more allies than the Empire. And if the Empire couldn't recruit more worlds to its side, it was going to lose.
"Darth Carid has proven herself quite valuable to our war effort,"
Vowron reminded them all.
"Without her, our situation would be untenable rather than just precarious."